Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's run.
I'm running commentary.
I'm in commentary.
Is yes.
It is the Wednesday after VLM, #VLM2019.
The Sunday before.
Is this the first time you've got your legs out, or have you run since?
Yeah, this is the first little recovery. How about you?
Today is the first day.
Right.
I went for a very gentle short run with my wife this morning.
Did you really?
And I got the train to here.
Right.
And realised that the station's nowhere near here.
Right.
So I ran here. So according to, you know, the app,
you've already
my third run of the day.
You're doing all right. Yeah. Starting to move.
Absolutely.
How's recovery been, have you?
It's been good. But hey, I want to talk about that in some detail. But I've got good news for you.
Go on then.
Got an email from Steve.
All right.
A marathon record. Worked.
It
worked!
Thank goodness for that.
So yeah, apparently, I mean, this will be, you're listening, dear listener, after that's all, you probably haven't listened to
it. Blessed relief.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that like us, in the fourth hour, there might be a few chips and squiggles on the sound, but frankly, that's a metaphor that works a treat, doesn't it?
Yes. To be expected. It was actually quite... It was interesting to record, wasn't it?
It was. It made
for the for the whole thing. It sort of
I just think probably the most interesting thing is not the recording, but just doing it with someone. But the fact that we were, you know, in forced conversation, so you couldn't kind of drift off into your bubble.
Yes,
meant
yeah.
that you basically. And it just showed us something about marathons, didn't it? Really.
Well, I think it showed us a lot about. Us running London, that I think we had the idea that maybe in some way the marathon would be bubbling along somewhere in the background and we'd spin off into loads of comic and philosophical riffs and then, oh, there goes Cutty Sark and, oh, there we go. When in fact it's so...
Almost in the first moment.
It's so loud and all-engrossing. It takes up...
That's all you think about. That's
it takes up everything. It's an extremely focused day. And
as the exercise, as the actual task at hand gets harder and harder,
yeah.
More and more of your kind of...
Your consciousness goes into it, doesn't it?
And you get subsumed into the mass. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. It was... I've got to say, it was my slowest marathon by about half an hour.
Yeah.
But probably my most enjoyable. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
felt
quick. It felt short because you can't go down into that kind of... A specific mile can't kind of telescope out into infinity when you're having a conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
It just can't happen.
It was an odd one because my legs didn't feel great from the off.
Yeah.
But that's not to say at stages I didn't feel good. It was just I just wasn't particularly well rested. But I really, really.
Well, it's probably good news for me as well. I mean, from the, let's pick a. For people who there'll be some of you who've actually heard it, which is quite exciting. And picking up where it finished, I don't know if it made it to the end of the record, but the very first thing I saw on the finish line was a puking unicorn.
A man being being very, very sick.
Whilst dressed as a unicorn. I mean, that is just great. I told my wife that and she said, was it rainbows?
Yeah. I think it was Sweetcorn. I honestly think it was. It was well, and people getting to states, certainly.
That's not
of course
good fueling, is it? But then to some extent, not to that extent, but I felt like that. And again, it's a testament to how, to the helpful mindset we found. Because the moment we finished, I felt very rough indeed.
You told me through it, because that was sort of, we mentioned it at the end when we were in the resting, but that was the first time you've physically ran all of London for a while, and that's no small thing, is it?
That's right.
You slayed that demon, didn't you? Yeah.
And it was faster than that as well.
Yeah.
But then also, of course, in every other marathon I've done, I've run along spending time with myself, thinking how hard it was.
Yes, right,
right. You didn't
right.
do any of that.
Yeah, you were too busy
being in London and doing the podcast. Yeah. And then the moment we stopped,
That's when you realise how hard it was.
I don't feel very well. Yeah. And I think it showed that for all that it was... well, it's a very interesting physical challenge, isn't it? Because it's very easy for me and you to dismiss it because it's not a fast one.
Yeah.
But of course, we were doing something different.
Yes.
And that's also tiring.
I still found it very difficult at times. But
yes.
I suppose because you're focused, because you had to keep chatting, and also I knew I was never going to find it as I had the previous time when I was going for a fast time.
But then something we found when we were out there that we were talking about is the way you get this slightly sort of dangerous sense of superstition.
Yeah.
I spoke to a friend yesterday who went with her friend to do the Brighton Marathon.
Right.
And that was... And she'd had a very hard time before, this friend.
Yeah.
And then they're doing the Brighton Marathon, and her friend just freaked out.
Right.
Kind of from, almost from the fear of it being hard.
Yes. Yeah.
I had a bit of that. It can make you feel...
Yeah, you pass certain points on the course where you've had problems before.
There's almost kind of like memory, that sense psychological memory scarring there.
Yeah, there can be, certainly, yeah.
But also, I think that the way I'd sum it up is that we were really... sort of brave for each other, but totally subconsciously. There was no sense of fronting it out. There was just a sense that we were both saying, yeah, we're doing this, we're going to keep talking, we'll stay steady. There was a kind of enforced steadiness that we didn't notice being enforced until we got over the line and turned the recorders off, and then it was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, because our pace was pretty steady, wasn't it?
We didn't slow down.
Throughout, yeah.
Not as much.
We definitely didn't fall off a cliff, did we? We maintained about... And we had a lot of rest as well. I mean, we had breaks for kit and stuff of at least 5 minutes.
So
it made me realise again how enjoyable
and just
it
a little
is.
Thing, but it also made me think, I'm still very happy that we don't have to get too competitive, you know. We finished technically, according to the finish mat, we finished running like we are now, running next to each other. We finished 1 second apart.
Right.
It's more than one person saying, oh, was that the race at the end, guys? Is that the race? It's like, it's a second, guys.
It wasn't
like
that.
We ran it together.
It wasn't like that. No, it wasn't like that.
And it isn't. Not only was it not like that, but it wouldn't be like that. And let's not even
Yeah. It was...
Don't get me wrong, you were the second faster, and that's fine.
It definitely
but
made me...
But if you've been racing...
Definitely made me... made it easier for me having us there. And to be fair, sometimes I can be a bit lazy and you do carry it. I think I came forth a little bit in the last 4 or 5 miles, more through the noise I was making as opposed to any kind of coherent
but
chat.
But I didn't really realise how brave you were being until we finished. And I think that's exactly, and that was why it was very nicely balanced, because I'm less experienced at really digging in and putting it all out there.
Right.
But I trained really hard.
Yeah.
And you trained less.
Yes.
But you're more of a natural runner and you're really good at digging in and putting it all out there.
So we
just ended up on the same page.
No,
but it still
really
took a lot of really interesting, really... I mean, it's just hard to describe the experience. I mean, ultimately, on the one hand, it pairs you right down, takes your consciousness away. And on the other hand, every single individual's marathon is their marathon.
Yeah.
So to run two at once and try and tie them together like a three-legged race...
It's
psychologically, it's a tough thing.
Did you read about...
We saw a few official record holders. Well done to Kate Carter. She got the record.
Yes. Running as in the panda costume.
Panda costume. The record
Incredible, she got specifically
was fastest ever woman in a full-body costume.
Right.
She beat the world record by 25 minutes.
Right.
But of course, because she's in a full body costume, one of the things she had to deal with was people on the side saying, go on, Panda Man.
Yeah.
I'm not a man. man.
Yeah. She's obviously in really good shape.
Yeah,
she?
I mean, that is that. Must
she did 3:48, didn't
the
she?
Idea
Matt,
of
can
doing
imagine.
It in a suit is yeah. fine. And but the reason I thought of her was a bit of a tangent because I read about another person who broke a record was a couple who did it handcuffed together.
Right.
And they, you know, I read the, I think it was a couple, and I read the wife saying, yeah, he got really tired. It's really difficult. You know, dragging him along by the wrist.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Come on! I don't think that.
A lot of people set off with the intention of running the whole way together, but not, they don't always manage it.
No, that's right.
Because it does get quite tricky. And I...
Equally, the podcast would have got really tricky if we hadn't.
Of course. Yeah, definitely.
Particularly when trying to stay with the anecdotes. Imagine me kind of dropping 100 yards behind. And then, when I was in university, this funny thing happened. Why this guy? I'm hanging this guy on the back.
Now, I had the weird thing where I was feeling physically tired, but mentally really exultant for the last few miles.
Yes.
And I don't really know what that's about, actually.
Well, I think...
I just found myself...
We talked about it while we were out, didn't we? I think that to some extent, one secretes things to balance it up once you start to fade.
Yeah,
but equally, we had this kind of... toe on, not even on the brakes, but on sensibleness, which kind of kept us in the world, you know, and open to all the stuff that was happening. I mean, I saw so much out there, you know, my 7th London Marathon.
Yeah.
I saw so much out there that that I hadn't seen before.
Right.
You know?
In terms of?
Just literally seeing things like,
right.
Oh, the river is there.
Right.
But also just a physical sense of what it's like to be in it all the time, you know, the quiet bits and the loud bits.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff.
And how different the near the curb is to in the middle.
Yes.
And that gets more pronounced, doesn't it, the further along
absolutely.
You go. People stopping and just that fallout. Just you forget the, there's a lot of things you forget. You forget the brutality of it, don't you? You forget how hard it is and how... And people falling over and cramping and just the emotion of it, you know.
And equally, that's the balance we're talking about here, the kind of yin and yang of it, because I was much more aware of that stuff, Morning Magpie, than I have been before. But equally, much less worried by it.
Right.
It didn't kind of shake me.
Yeah.
Let's cross and go past the Magpie under the pylon. So did we say where we are? We're just going, it's a gorgeous summer's day.
We're just having a little trot around Hackney Marshes.
And
on the grass.
Hackney Marshes to be particularly gentle on her knees.
Yeah.
And I never answered. So, let's go to you. When we finished, I say I got really kind of shaky. My arms were all tingly. I felt quite untoward.
Right.
It's funny that we were with fellow comedian marathon runner Ed Gamble because he's diabetic.
Right.
And I said, never mind your insulin. Someone give me sugar. I was desperate for a can of Coke and there wasn't one there and someone got me one. And
you got a
goodness,
nice full fat Coke, yeah.
I think it stopped me from. It possibly stopped me from collapse.
Really?
I was in a light state, terrible state. But for various not very interesting reasons, we were stuck there for a long time. But I actually selfishly really enjoyed that because my family would have looked after me. I don't know if I could handle it. I quite liked having half an hour to recover.
Just a bit of time to get your head together.
Before I saw them.
Another thing I forgot is how much your blooming legs hurt immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
Just when you stop running, you get into that zone where I'm just going to keep running even though it really hurts.
Yeah.
And you find a way of doing that, don't you? Your style changes.
Yeah, right.
Your body finds a way of running at its most economical level despite the fact that you're really tired. And that's I quite enjoy that fact.
Yes.
You can feel it, can't you? You can feel the purity of it, you know?
Yeah, that's right. You kind of you let the yellow light go on and then you just look at it, you take it on board and you move on.
And you're just going. And we were doing... We sped up a little bit towards the end. We maintained form, didn't we? We were part of the wave coming through at the end.
Yeah, and then externalising that, and again, this is something we definitely noted along the way, but just that sense of being very aware of people suffering and wanting to help them and checking in with the most negative aspects of the field. But then the thing I've never thought before, which is then the game, but basically... We're all doing great.
Yes,
you know, like there's people all around us.
Yes,
including us, just going steady, going well.
Yeah.
And that's your basic. That's your that's neutral. So you forget you're ignoring it until you remember it.
But it's when you stop. Yeah. Blimey hell.
So I left you. I actually said goodbye to Paul because he got a massage and I didn't, and I didn't want to stop you getting that.
Yeah.
So I left you on the table getting well and truly rubbed, and then we had our own plans for what we'd do next. I mean, yeah. It was a bit
like...
What
did you do? Did you go from Eel? Did you have a...
I didn't go back to... here's to everyone who ran for Parkinson's UK, because there's hundreds of those guys out there. Should we go this way?
Yeah, let's go this way.
We haven't taken many photos. So we've just cut back onto the grass so we don't have to go around the cricket square, but it's just gorgeous out here today. I don't think that's working.
Here we go.
That's a shame.
Just cutting across the cricket square. Over. Seems
to be
taking photos.
Oh, so great that somebody got in touch online. My phone's playing up. Can't get photos or measure this run. Oh well. You had a guy who said, got a PB.
Oh, you haven't noticed.
Co-opted the policeman voice.
I've noticed him down.
That was really good.
In a vain attempt to get a mention on the podcast.
absolutely caught the mode. Good work.
I'll tell you what, after about 20, we went delirious for a while, didn't we?
Just there was a moment there, wasn't there?
Yeah, we went in terms of like...
Did we go... No, but this is the question that I think ultimately only true listeners will know. We either went delirious or hilarious.
Yes.
You know?
We'll find out.
You know what I just remembered right on this spot? This is the old wasp in the pork pie.
Was it?
That's where you told me that story. We took our shoes off and ran in the grass. And you told the wasp in the pork pie story, which we won't tell you now, so if you don't know it...
He became a bit of a feature, didn't he? The barefoot Chinese bloke.
The jingling guy.
With the jingling bells. Farmer. Yeah. He was a decent runner, wasn't he?
Oh, he was really good. He was an issue. It's the end of the marathon.
Yeah.
I went past the Strand Palace Hotel where they host the post-run. Whoa! They host the post-run for Parkinson's UK runners. Oh, and sorry to... No, I must go on about it. While we were out running, so many people sponsored me.
Yeah. That's great.
It was so good.
That's
great. I think I only expected to make about £1,000 while we were... For this marathon.
Yeah.
And I haven't been taking the bucket to gigs. I haven't asked that many times.
Right.
And then I had to push it up to 1,500. And then while we were out, another 500, 600, 700 quid.
That's brilliant.
So over £2,000.
Fantastic.
Yeah! And like I say, we kept seeing Parkinson's runners out there, and of course all the other runners. But I didn't go to the do. We went and got the bus home and then had a Thai meal.
Nice.
And watched the end of the Bourne Ultimatum.
Nice.
And
nice.
I got pretty drunk.
Perfect, dearie.
Felt all right, you know?
I'll tell you what, we also need to give a shout for all the running commentary love we got. During the whole marathon thing, during the expo,
yes.
During the day itself, there was loads of running commentary shouts.
People
it was
coming
lovely.
Up and just coming in and saying, hey guys, and just kind of coming past us.
And spectators. And it was really, really nice.
And you know, we love it. I just want to be, I was thinking this, since in the few days since the marathon, I just want to be clear that that's what we came for. You know,
we
love being in this family,
yeah.
And it's not like really, oh god, so. We're being bothered by people listening to the podcast.
No, it's great.
So glad we did this in our lives.
Yeah, it's
to
lovely.
Share that moment with all those
it's
people.
Lovely. Really, really nice.
So absolutely great out there, and the people on the sidelines.
Yes.
The funny thing with people on the sidelines.
A lot of thank you marshals.
Yeah,
going
loads
on.
Of thank you marshals, and also lots of people say, "Hey, Rob, hey, Paul," but also people going, "Oh, there they go!" After the fact.
Yeah, yeah.
So much running commentary love out there. So it is reciprocated.
There they are, and how's your few days since then?
Yeah, so that was good. I kind of thought for a moment about not drinking because, of course, your muscles recover better, you sleep better. But I thought, forget that.
No, I didn't drink. Yeah.
And that was great. A nice night's sleep, and they let me sleep in on Monday morning.
Yeah.
And then I got a lot on this week, but I did a good job of working on very gentle things on Monday.
Right.
And then on Monday night, went to bed, not feeling particularly tired. Managed to get off to sleep. I woke up about half an hour, 40 minutes later.
Right.
Wide awake.
Really?
I had to go downstairs and watch Jurassic Park 3.
Did you really?
Well, I didn't have to.
Yeah.
There
but you did.
Choices.
As an aid to sleep.
Yeah. And then I still didn't feel particularly tired.
Just couldn't get off, really.
Which is, I mean, obviously directly marathon related. It might have been caffeine or whatever, but I just... Well, that was that.
I've had trouble sleeping just because my legs hurt so much.
Yeah, my legs have hurt in a very gentle way.
Right.
Back of my mid-thighs on Monday.
Right.
I woke up on Tuesday, I could feel, what are they called, like the top quads, top of my calves at the back.
Right.
But very, nothing scary, nothing
right.
overly painful. And nicely simultaneous, and so it feels like my form must have been good.
Right.
The worst of it is that deep ache in my hip.
Right.
But even then, I think even that hasn't been as bad as how I said it was going to be.
Yeah.
And and then today's the first run, but I did all my. I was going to let myself off stretching yesterday, but I thought, no, you need to stretch.
You stretched it.
So I did full stretching and exercise on Monday. Stretches yesterday. Running today feels good.
Good for you. I've been a bit... Maybe just because I was less fit going into it. I felt it quite a bit in my quads. I still feel stiff now.
Yeah.
I've been drinking, not loads, but every night.
Yes.
And
I did. I drank every night, and yesterday I did drink loads.
Right.
It was our friend Natty Haynes who we did
to
a book launch yesterday. He's got a new book out.
Oh, brilliant.
And,
nice.
You know, I hadn't had dinner because it was at 6. It was free wine. So.
Where was that at?
Daunt Books in Malibu.
Right.
Very good.
Nice.
The only bad thing about that was there was a young couple there with a very young baby.
Right.
Like a month old. And I was banging to it.
Right.
You know, what is it, boy girl? What's his name? Do you mind? Can I touch his ear?
Yeah.
Can I kiss it on the head? Can I take a photo? And they just started, they got that look. First of all, they were proud. And then they got this look. And I noticed the look just a little bit too late. I think they thought I wanted to steal
it. Move away from the man.
Step away from the baby.
So, I went for a meeting with Bloomsbury this morning about the book coming out next year. So that was sort of publicity and stuff.
Did you do the marathon on Sunday purely as method acting for that meeting?
It made me want to run more marathons.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it made me want to... I might try another one fast, but it definitely made me want to run more slow marathons.
Yeah.
Just to run them, you know, just to be fit enough to run a marathon. I know it's all relative. I don't mean to be dismissive.
No,
about
a
4-hour marathon. Yeah. It's all relative to how fast you can do it.
Yes.
But I just really enjoyed the social aspect of it, you know. Yeah. The feeling of it, you know, the feeling you get afterwards.
Yes.
The joy of it, you know.
I thought it was great what Martin Yelling said. He was just celebrating someone, a nice woman, I can't remember her name, damn it, but she'd done a 7:27 marathon.
Yeah.
And he was just, he put her right next to Kipchoge and said, 2:02, 7:27, these are the people who run the marathon. And I was like, yes, that's exactly it. Although, there was that thing yesterday, the 7.5-hour pacer said, and she was the proper pacer, wearing the flag and everything. And she basically got pounded off the course by the people cleaning it up and
taking
the barriers down, which is all kinds
of... And no water stations. And
it's like they were saying...
It's appalling.
Yeah, and you could do
awful.
It.
It's awful.
It's terrible. It's absolutely counter
really
to what the marathon should
be. Yeah.
And they're saying, if you go the other way, say, no, if you can't run it in 6.5 hours, don't do the marathon, then you could do that. There is other marathons around the world that do that, although that's not very much in the spirit of London.
Yeah.
Hashtag spirit of London.
Of course.
But if you are going to say... This is everybody's marathon, which it is.
Yes.
You've got to commit to that.
Oh, you absolutely do.
God,
yeah.
It was not good.
I mean, they're getting disinfectant sprayed at them because they're cleaning the courses of.
No water,
appalling.
No finishing line.
Appalling.
Yeah. No, they weren't on the tracker because they've taken the mats up.
Yeah.
That's not right.
No, so. Every.
But we'd like to thank London Marathon for our celebrity places. And
yeah, of course. Everyone's having a different race. You've just got to respect everyone's race, haven't you? That's the
absolutely.
Thing. That's what we're after.
So,
but my goodness, they were quick at the front, weren't we? We saw a bit of Kipchoge as we came into the tent at the end.
Yeah.
He was looking pretty fresh.
He's looking okay.
They're different creatures. I was chatting to the girl giving me massage, saying, what's it like massaging the elites? And she said, they're so light. Their muscles are in such good condition. They're bouncing around the recovery tent.
Oh, my hand's gone right through you
there. Complete
sorry.
Different level, yeah. And then we waddle in 2 hours later, you know.
Yeah.
Amazing runs.
I haven't seen the video of the woman who whose legs went right before the line.
Yes.
That's classic. That's
the elite athlete. She got. She still got a PB, didn't she? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. She literally called over the line for a PB.
yeah.
But it's funny because one of our people who got in touch with her, I staggered in for a 2:42. And I was like, well, if you got 2:42, he didn't stagger. But you see
but they
how
do.
That
it's
is.
At every
but
level, isn't it?
And that woman's legs, they are basically, you know, the drunk person's bladder when you get to the front door.
Yeah,
like,
you see
I'm still
the finish.
Get up the stairs.
You see the finish.
Yeah. And Luke said, oh, good, we finished. Whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
and the rest of the body's like, no, guys.
Yeah.
Another 30 yards.
Yeah.
Please.
Funny
please.
To think it happens like that, but it obviously does, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And Mo got fifth.
Yep.
After quite a weird. Did you read about that row?
No.
With Gabriel Selassie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit weird to bring it up. He obviously brought it up because he thought it would help his race prep. I mean, he obviously. He's not an. He's no fool, is he? He obviously thought, I don't mind this grief. Do you know,
no,
do you know
I don't
what I mean?
Think he's a fool, but I do think he's, what's the word, a spark plug. I think he's unpredictable.
Yes.
That's what's great about him.
Yeah, he's, but, he runs off an obvious sort of simmer, doesn't he? There's a bit of rage going on, and that's fine. We all run for different reasons.
And again, you think of that with people.
And have different motivation.
Kind of sprinters and aggressive, like, competitive sports. You know, like one-on-one competitive sports. But it's a really interesting character trait in a distance runner.
Yeah.
Because you associate it with the kind of zen, don't you?
Well, you associate with a sort of, literally a distanced self of the self when you're running. But
I think you also have used rage.
I absolutely have. That's why I'm saying I wonder whether it was intentional. I wonder whether he wanted to get a bit sparky before the race.
Or not, allegedly. There you go. So you go that way and just stay on the other side of the building.
Yeah, he's...
Tangled up with his child footballers.
It's a tough distance.
So what do you think? We've gone pretty much once round. Are we going to go around again?
Let's see. I can maybe run for about... I don't know if I could run the whole way around again. I know that sounds a bit bushy.
We can do a short loop.
Yeah, let's do a short
loop. Go up a bit and come across.
Yeah, let's do a short loop.
Okay, let's do that. Do you know how far we're going? Because my phone's
done about. We've done about just over 2 miles.
What? Yeah. No! Deering's legs go. Just back to the car, guys. Come on. Crawling.
Yeah.
Did you see there was someone else who got... she was placed in the women's race, like, really high.
Right.
But I don't want to guess. I want to say fifth, but it might have been less.
Mary Kitaney was fifth.
This is... Oh, so it was some, wasn't it? You know, right. Anyway, this one did, like, a 2.5.
Right.
And she just did it off non-elite start, just...
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
And just you know, not a...
That's amazing.
And incredible running.
And then there was a girl from Love Island who did a... 4-hour marathon off lots of booze and a 3 a.m. start.
Yes.
And she's being investigated. Because someone else was wearing her number at the beginning.
Oh.
So, I mean,
honestly, this thing with reality TV and cheating, it's crazy. Oh,
lay up.
All right, midnight barking. Walkies.
Yeah. Just a big gang of dogs just on their own.
Who let those dogs out?
Yeah.
That's my question for you.
I'll tell you what, mate. Can we have a little break and then go there, and then we'll do a PBs, then we might be able to do another lap.
That's a good idea, because we've also got so many PBs, we'll break them up.
Yeah.
We've got so many. And the bathroom?
And the recording for the... We've done so many attempts at honouring the PBs, and the recording's just been...
Is it time? Is this going to happen? Are you going to the loo or not?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Okay. I'll get some photos. Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I felt like a bit of a fool because I said that my run measurer wasn't working.
Yeah.
It totally was. It was just when I looked at it, it was exactly the same amount of distance that I'd run to here.
Right.
So I assumed it was saying that again and hadn't started. But it was just a coincidence.
Cool. So you run almost 2 miles here sort of thing?
I ran 1.1. That was when we were back up there. So
all right,
it's 1.1 both times.
Cool.
So, so we've got the old PBs. And so right. You're in charge. You know what's happening.
Yeah. We'll do these, and then there might be some that I've written
down
again.
Some of these people might have got PBs since the old PBs that are in the new PBs. If that takes place,
yes.
Then there's very little we can do.
No. So let's do this. We're going to...
PB music, please, Steve.
Yes, PB music.
Do you think maybe the PBs are the bad luck charm that means that recordings go wrong?
No. Let's just check.
Oh, you've got him checking recorders now. I'll have to check mine as well.
Checking the recorder. PBs, we have Sim Ottaway. He ran 3:52 PB at Manchester Marathon. Excellent. And he sent us a nice Lowry painting as well, which is very nice. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well done, Sim.
Back in the cold days of winter.
Miss O'Connor, Manchester first marathon, but that was a PB. She did really well. She
got
well done. Steph Knox, 10K PB of 52 minutes and 2 seconds at Winton Trail Race. 2 minutes off her PB for 10K. Well done at the Winton Trails. Jason Swindon, 9 hours and 50 for a 50-mile race at the Centurion Run. Respect to Jason.
Literally nearly had to stop and kneel down there.
Hazy Sunshine, PB at the Croydon Half Marathon of 2 hours and 13. That's 8 minutes off her personal best. Hazy. Emily Nash, 10K PB, 48 minutes and 36 seconds at the Cardiff Bay 10K. Quinton, Yeovil Half, 1 hour 56 and 52 seconds, a PB of 4 minutes, sub 2 hour half marathon. Well done, Kat.
Lovely following world.
Well played. Emma Michael, new half marathon PB by 18 seconds at Croydon. Didn't give us a time, but he did send us a lovely picture of him in a T-shirt.
It was 18
well
seconds faster
PB.
Than the other
well done, mate. Here we go, our mate.
Matt J. Jemuel,
park run of PB, 18:11, sub 6 minute pace. But we know he's since got faster than that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But we'll celebrate anyway.
Superb.
Well done. Adam.
Have you included his a marathon time from this weekend?
I have done in the new one, but we'll do that in the next stage.
Yeah, we'll get to you, Matt.
Adam, first sub 30 park run at Leeds.
Adam, first man among men.
Well done, mate. The first man ever to walk the planet as well as a PB at the park run. Well done, mate. We give you a shout at the next one as well.
Yeah, nice leaf.
Alex Langford, park run PB. Alex Langford, park run PB of 18:36. That was whilst tapering for an ultra. Well done, Alex.
That's one of those parkruns picked up in a training
session. On the way, that can happen.
Alex.
Well done. Leonard Reed, parkrun PB, 22 minutes and 5 seconds. That's 18 seconds faster than he's ever done before. Well played, Leonard. Dave, Yorkshire Dad of Four, friend of the show, 10k PB, 44 minutes and 2 seconds. That was at the Wakefield 10k.
Running Wakefield,
right, every feed station. Get it down, you mate. You got 2k left. No, that's wrong. John Rumley, 33 minutes PB at the Canalathon, 50 kilometres, 33 minutes off.
Ooh.
Well played, mate. Mark Bus.
I don't know.
Bussy. 1 hour 41 and 3 seconds PB at the Wimsow Half Marathon. And son Harry as well got a 5K PB on the same day. Well done, Harry Bussy. Well done, Matt Bussy. Well done,
it's
family
a whole
PBs.
Family of PBs.
We like that one.
This one's too low. This one's too high. And this one's just right.
Trisha Coleman, Wimsow Half Marathon, 2 hours and 9 minutes. That's 4 minutes off. Well played, Trish.
And she got that Oscar for
well
the favourite.
She's had a really good week.
Really good year. Well
really
done, Olivia.
Trisha
Coleman. Oh, I see what I've done.
Jay, 2 minutes off the London Half Marathon, 2 hours, 12 minutes. Sneezed for 5 minutes after finishing. It's one way of warming down, isn't it? James Karch, PB at the Park Run, Gedling Park Run, 22 minutes and 31. There's more to come from him later in the show. Well done, James. So that's that section of PBs.
I like the way you're building.
But we've got more.
You've simultaneously built tension for the PBs.
Because we've got more.
And
we've got more
caught up with all the PBs who lost. Yeah. And it's a good 10 minutes of not running.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have a little jog now. We'll have a little jog.
Did you see what I'm sporting here, by the way?
The London Marathon T-shirt.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it looks really good, man.
I like it. You know what? We genuinely, we don't need to fake our love of New Balance to sell New Balance to you.
Yeah.
But the New Balance London Marathon T-shirt is a really nice colour. The decal is quite subtle.
Yes.
In a good way, I think. Makes
you
I'll
tell you what, those Glide trainers, did the they sorted me out. Are they Glide or are they Wave? Wait, what does it say?
I know, they're the official London Marathon trainers.
They're the official London Marathon trainers, yeah. The big green ones with the big...
They work for you.
They really work for me, actually.
There's a lot of people out there using them and enjoying them.
They get me a lot of support, and yet fairly light as well.
Yeah.
Devastating combination.
Lightweight.
Really nice. And have you been eating much since then, or what? How's that been going?
So much.
Really?
I don't know, the rules are the same, but it was funny, the first time I did the 16-hour fast, I was like, okay, something's changed here. And when it was time for my lunch the next day, I was like, I'm like, fantastic, Mr. Fox. But listen, that brings me back to, say, Sunday, we went back, I had a good day, and you said specifically to me and Ed Gamble, possibly slightly playing up the Northern Man card, I don't know, but you were like, oh no, he's a buff, cup of tea, and a plate of biscuits.
Yeah,
that was your plan, wasn't it?
That was basically
buff,
it.
Cup of tea.
Basically, that's what happened. Long bath, massive cup of tea, almost a vat of tea.
Yeah.
Endless tea on Sunday, and loads of biscuits. Yeah, but it was great. And then we had a bolognese as well. We watched Line of Duty.
What about your tea when you got home from running the marathon and podcasting it in 4 hours?
What about my
tea?
It was very nice, yeah.
You haven't told me a sad story. You told me a sad story on the day.
Yeah. I was really full of just affection for my fellow man in the last 4 or 5 miles of the marathon.
Yeah.
I really...
Push.
You can call it spiritual. You can call it a very outgoing... I was getting energy from men in the process of giving energy.
Yeah,
it's
more
like that. In order to do this, I'm going to need to help
consciousness
and give energy. To receive energy.
We came in as one.
I felt extremely benevolent. Then I got home.
Well, like with a trunk.
Got home.
Oh, no, it's an elephant, sorry.
Got home. No milking. And if there's one thing that really winds me up, it's no milk. No milk and... I only really insist on when I arrive back at home, milk and bread.
Yeah.
It's fairly standard, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, not for me, I'm vegan, so...
Yeah, but...
And I don't eat bread.
So we had no milk. No fucking milk! What do you mean there's no fucking milk? It wasn't a right kickoff, but it was a slightly tense moment. It was disbelief. You're telling me I've got any milky fucking tea? How can I have almond milk? I don't want almond.
Did you smash the kitchen up?
Absolutely. Torch the place. Torch the place. Scorched earth.
What's wrong with Daddy? There was no milk.
There's no milk in the
tea. Was it me? Did I have the milk? Yes, you did.
Daddy's run a marathon.
It's your fault.
No milk.
What are we going to do? Where are we going to dump the biscuits now?
The police come. What seems to be the problem, sir?
There's no milk! Well, I think if the police come
down the flamethrower,
it'd be more like...
PB, we seem to have a run a post-marathon over, seemingly without milk.
It's milk light and egg heavy, over.
Understandably concerned at the apparent lack of milk on the house, over.
Toaster through the French windows. yeah. Kitchen's going to need major restructuring.
Seems to have barricaded the windows and holding his own family hostage, over.
So, but that did get resolved. Because you can always go to a shop and buy milk.
What?
Yeah. Which makes it all the more galling that there was no milk upon my arrival.
I mean, if you were to offer that job, go to the shop and buy milk, to someone to do, would you give it to the person who hung around on Sunday not doing much?
Yeah, exactly.
Or who'd run a marathon?
Exactly, no, you're right.
I mean, we're allowed to play that card, aren't we?
Yeah, you're right. Just for one day of the year. But anyway, it was
quickly... And all the other days.
Yeah, it was quickly resolved. Quickly resolved, and we moved on to the line of duty and the CCG and the OC12.
Yeah, what?
The terminology of line of duty is so indecipherable. it's a right mess.
Yeah.
But good fun, though. And, I haven't really had...
Straight across the middle?
Yeah, should we do that? I haven't really had post-marathon come down yet. I know you can get it, but...
Yeah.
I think maybe because I didn't spend 2 months beforehand thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I feel like I just got all the good stuff from it.
I think that also...
Have you been okay?
Well, I just really enjoyed
it. Because I know you can't get
off
it.
I think that the appreciation online has been absolutely wonderful. But then the other thing about it is, quite rightly, that it's right in the heart of the news cycle.
Yeah.
And in a couple of days, everyone will have forgotten.
Yes, yeah.
That's when it's going to be tough.
Right,
when
yeah.
Come Thursday, Friday, just psychologically.
Yes,
I think
yeah,
physically
yeah.
we'll all be fine. Yeah. But it will still be this huge thing in our lives that we've just done. And
yeah.
The world's moved on.
Yeah, you get, yes. Yeah.
The nice thing for me is, as discussed, it's a training run.
Yeah.
So I started thinking about what miles I want to get done next week,
yeah,
where I'm at. Yesterday I received the bump
right.
for the Manchester half.
Yeah, right.
Which is
right.
brilliant timing.
Yeah, it is, yeah, yeah. I'd go easy for a couple of weeks, though.
Yeah.
I won't ramp up training next week for high mileage.
No, I'm just going to do 10 a day, just fast 10 every day.
Right, fair enough.
Next week.
Fair enough, yeah.
The good
Keep
thing is, you don't have to do many miles this week for it to be a high mileage week.
No, because you banked your 26. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. But
when is Manchester? When's your marathon? It's in July, is it?
June,
right.
Not far away.
Right.
What is it, 6 weeks? June 15th.
Right, okay.
And... on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And the Manchester is May 19th, so that's
right.
2 weeks this Sunday, 2.5 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah.
So I think I will do a 10 at the end of next week.
Yes, yeah.
So just getting back up.
Probably, 2 weeks sort of. This week really low, next week a little bit higher, and then 2 weeks almost full training, and then a taper again.
Yeah,
it?
I need to get the taper in, exactly. Once I've done that Manchester half,
I've
got to look at tapering again. But, you know, it's all up and down, high mileage, low mileage. Ultimately, it's about maintenance, isn't it? It's keeping it ticking over.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be...
And it wasn't... It's funny that sort of perceived effort in the marathon, because we could probably have both run it a little bit quicker on the Sunday.
Yeah.
But it still blooming takes it out of you.
But not doing what we were doing as well. It's just
the thinking, talking all the way.
Yeah. It's not nothing. It's hard to pin
no.
down.
Yeah.
It's not measurable. But
it's a focus that's not running quickly, isn't it? Yeah.
So what is... You said makes you want to do another one. Have you got anything in your sights?
I think we should do London next year.
Yeah.
I might have a look at something in the autumn. I'll see how I feel once I recover from this one...
We'll come back to Yorkshire. Maybe...
Back
to Yorkshire.
Maybe I'll... What date is New York? Has it gone New York?
New York?
Yeah.
Old York or New York?
New York.
New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
Yeah.
That's the first weekend in November.
Is it? Right.
You feel me giving up on the comedy there?
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm done now.
So I try and pin down the date. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
So tired.
That could be a possibility. I don't know. At some point, we'd like to do it, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I'm not doing it this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're doing your old the summer one. I'll have a little think.
But we could do
have a little think about stuff.
Still thinking about the old Race to the Stones next
yes,
year.
Yes, absolutely.
Well.
No.
Someone said the other day, said, "Oh, you doing? Got a nice short ultra. It's just 30 miles in a couple of weeks." I've been feeling quite ultra keen, but it's like, not this summer.
Yeah.
We're still in the one day.
Yes.
Still on the one day.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Yeah, but I think next year.
There's a man over there running with his heels right up and his top.
Yeah, he's doing a bit of sprint.
It's good exercise, but it also looks like he's pretending to run. And he has
sprint drills, yeah.
He's actually flaming hot. I mean, really looking good.
I'm interested to see how...
To see him up close. Okay, we can go.
Yeah, to see... You're packing. How people recover from the Manchester-London thing. Because a lot of people do Manchester and then London, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think Dave did the classic.
Dave, yeah.
Did absolutely great and said, oh, I should have done better, you know. But then for all kinds of reasons, I just think that... I honestly think I'm trying to get me and you on the field. Have a look at this. You see that? There he is. Hey. I think you have to remember, like I say, with the recorders start playing up after 2.5-3 hours. That's just the way our recorders work.
Yeah.
And with the help of Steve, we can still podcast the marathon. But the reason I mention it is... We don't know exactly why that happens, but we just assume that it's going to.
Yeah.
And I think people should be more honest about that happening with their bodies.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get a lot of people saying, yeah, I thought it was going to be this, but for some reason my knee hurt or something was really hurting or I cramped up. It's like, that's not a...
yeah.
massive negative or a huge surprise. No, that's all part of the thing.
Yeah.
You know, chances are something like that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, even if you did loads of training, you work really hard, it's still luck.
Yes. Yeah,
There's just more and more variables.
Yeah.
The further you dig.
Yes. Yeah.
You dig?
You dig? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? So we've got some more up to date. Do you know how far we've run? Do you want to stop running? We have...
Oh, probably about three and a bit miles, I'd imagine. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either, because it's really gone weird.
I don't really know,
Yeah. There you go.
Should we walk across and just do some PBs?
Exactly.
There we go. So this has been a bit of a...
That was just under three.
Shaker out.
2.9.
Yeah, we could do that.
How are you feeling now?
I feel all right. I feel tight. My muscles are tight. My quads are tight. Just take it out.
You don't look as tight as that bloke over there.
Taking it.
Oh, he's tight.
He's tightly packed. Just takes it out of here, doesn't it? This reminds me of last time I ran it when I was doing the long run before.
Yeah.
London. There's loads of football being played and there's this huge crowd of people about to have a fight when I was running past. And this goes, "What are you picking on me for?" And he goes, "Because I don't like you, blood. I don't like you." He's like, "I'm so glad I'm not playing football."
You sure that wasn't your body talking
so
to you?
I'm so glad I'm not. I'll tell you what, it can get a little bit feisty during the marathon where people get in each other's way, can't
yeah,
it?
That's
around
right.
about like, when we stopped
when we
to see your
family. Missed our family.
Some guy was got a bit weird, didn't he?
And right at the end, the guy apologised to us, but we totally understood it because when they're trying to get our photo with the medals, I'll give them the medals so they can get in a photo, and then the guy with the medals just kind of picking at the ribbon, and it was right by the finish line.
Taking ages.
And the guy came in and said, "Just give me the medal, my legs are seizing up."
Yeah, just give me the medals.
I know exactly where that guy's
at. Yeah, there's no need to.
It's incredible, actually, if you've never done a marathon, the way. Because you don't realise what you're holding on to until you let it go.
Yeah.
And it literally happens.
Or when you finish.
Yeah. Yes, and it happens on the finish line.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
So you're thinking, oh, it's really hard, but this. And then you stop running, and just suddenly, it's like it goes from colour to black and white.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And real you comes back and goes, "What have you done with me?"
Yeah. I can get quite emotional at that point. It's normally quite pleasurable, but associated for me with massive pains to the legs.
Now, I was a bit scared with how ill I was, and I was just really glad to be hanging with comedians.
Yeah.
So that I had to front it out a little bit and go, "Look at me. Think I'm going to collapse. What an idiot."
Whereas collapsing.
If my wife had been there, I would have gone, trying to help me. It's making me cross.
As we waited for the bags.
So we've got more PBs for you. We're catching up on PBs.
We have some more PBs.
There's two reasons for this. One, it means we get to do some walking on this day with our rest earnings. And two, you guys in this spring of running have got so many PBs.
Yes.
It's been amazing. Incredible running.
No, it's been really good. And keep them coming. And there's more to come. These are just the Twitter ones. I'm going to do the Facebook ones next week.
Just the tip of the blooming Runberg.
Yes, tip of the blooming...
Tip of the fat bird.
Right, let's come in. Let's come in straight away. We're now into the second PB section of the show, which is in itself a PB. James Cash, told you he'd be back. This is his latest PB, 23 minutes and 8 seconds for the part run. A PB by 21 seconds. Well done, James. I think 2 weeks later, he did a new PB at the Birmingham Half Marathon of 1 hour 43 and 15. Double klaxon for James. Mm-hmm. Well played. James Willis smashed his 22-minute barrier for the part run. 21 minutes and 32 seconds.
That
well done, James Willis.
Boosh. Bang. I love the sound of breaking glass.
Richard Gentry, PB at the Brighton Marathon by 2 minutes. No time, but it's a PB by 2 minutes. Thank you very much, Richard Gentry. Running Gem, that's her Twitter moniker.
Yep.
I assume. 4 hours and 16, new PB at Brighton Marathon, 5 minutes off her PB, and also 50 minutes faster than the last time she did Brighton.
Here's to all those Brighton runners. We've that's a couple of weeks ago now. We didn't forget you. We remember those great days.
Yeah, great Brighton.
Because there are other marathons.
Loving Brighton,
London.
Yes. Can we not call it the marathon, please, when there's so many other marathons
the marathon
happening
we did
around the world? Luke Carter, new part run PB at 18 minutes and 3 seconds. That's 22 seconds off his PB. Well played, Luke. That's 2 weeks after Brighton. He turns up later as well because he got a PB at Brighton. Yeah. Stuart Whittaker, PB of 3 hours and 55 at London. Must have missed us. Must have just missed us.
Just my moment.
Must have missed us, Stuart.
Yeah, we saw you, Stuart. We saw your heels.
Saw your heels.
Well done. Anthony Linus, 22nd PB at London. That's all he said.
Ah,
that's all he said.
I know more about this.
Go on, then.
Because he saw the Deering Aruga supporters.
Of course he
and
did.
And said
yes.
Aruga, and then now, and at that stage, I didn't even get that. But Anthony at that point hadn't got his PB in London, but he did. So now, delivering on the Deering family's own sign. Aruga!
Well played, Anthony. Jason Lamont, friend of the show. 10 minutes PB at London, 4 hours and 18 minutes. Well played, Jason.
Smash
congratulations
minutes,
to you, fella. James Vernon, another friend of the show, 3 hours, 14 minutes and 47 seconds at London. That's an 8-minute PB, following another 8-minute PB at York. He's on an 8-minute cycle at the moment.
I said,
well played,
just
James.
Just 2 more for sub 3. Easy.
Well played, Jamie V. Tom Hollis, 2 hour, 47, 4 minutes PB at London. It's a Tom Hollis team.
Is that Tom who said he's staggered? I don't know. Maybe.
He's done very well there. Paul Summerhill, 3 hours, 54 and 8, a PB of over an hour. That was at London, only his second marathon. Well played, Paul.
Oh, immense.
What an incredible trajectory of improvement there. Yeah, well played, Paul. This is Luke Carter. He did his PB at the park run recently. This was 2 weeks after he got 2 hours, 58 and 38 seconds at the Brighton Marathon. That's a 20-minute PB. Well played, Luke. Well played, Luke Carter. Get in the back of the van. James Smith, 21 minutes and 41 seconds part run. Smashed the 22-minute barrier. Well played, Jamie Smith. Gillian Sussex, 5 hours and 24 at Brighton, 20 minutes off of PB. That's massive, nearly a minute a mile. Well played, Gillian Sussex.
That's good.
Will Lang, this is a junior. This is a junior shout. He's just a kid, just a child. He did his first part run on the Saturday of 38 minutes and 21. And then the next day, turned up for a junior part run PB of 12 minutes and 35 seconds.
Oh, what a weekend, Will. Wonderful work.
Will David May, first marathon. He ran all the way. This is at London, 4 hours and 53 minutes and 25 seconds. Sub 5. Well done, mate. You smashed all three of your goals. Well
enormous.
Played, David May. And this is the aforementioned Matty Hume, he ran a new PB.
Oh, Matty Hume, I thought Matty you
no, sorry, Matty. I thought Matty. A new PB, sub 4. Oh, 3 hours, 58 minutes and 50 seconds. Looking for... I mentioned vis-a-vis the police voice, which he himself has impersonated on Twitter.
Pleased that the marathon was over. Over.
Little did he know that he's shortly to be charged for impersonating a police officer.
Which is actually civil offence.
Charges over. So congratulations, Matty, and we will be shortly catching up with you.
That's supposed to be a police voice. It's rubbish. And Maciej Jemiel.
Maciej Jemiel
got a marathon PB of 3 hours and 3 minutes.
Yes, he did.
I saw it on Facebook today.
He did, this very day.
I mean,
well
we
played.
We might have to
well
have
played,
a PB embargo because it's just too
that
many
that was fantastic.
PBs.
Well done.
Just less
smashing it all over the show.
Here's to everyone running, PBing, not PBing, supporting us out on the course, supporting us online, and just
really
the whole
fun.
Running family.
New running adventures open up before us. Rob's got a marathon in June. I'm going to do more marathons. Really good fun.
I'm getting a bit emotional.
Get in touch. Make sure there's some extra milk in the fridge.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.